Today, an editorial. Yesterday, I read something in the paper that made me boiling mad. It seems there is a governor's commission studying the possibility of legalizing dog and horse race gambling in Minnesota, supposedly for the purpose of attracting tourist trade to our state and helping to raise money. I am moved to say that there is a distance beyond which it is not wise to go just for the sake of money. I have long heard of this underground rumbling of legalized gambling on the basis that the government might as well make some money on it because people are going to gamble anyway. We have legalized the liquor traffic with the same weak justification, and it may follow that we will someday legalize robbery and murder on the same grounds that people are going to do it anyway, so we might as well set up some rules of fair play and make some money on it. It follows that we can then legalize anything and justify it with monetary gain. And the irony of it is that the same officials that put into effect such morally degrading practices then somehow wonder why it is that there is so much juvenile delinquency and why the traffic death toll is so high. I seldom hear any mention from these officials that liquor should be outlawed or any other steps taken to get at the real roots of the trouble. The blame is usually left at the door of the youngsters, when I deeply suspect that there is more need, many times, for investigation of adult and parental delinquency than of juvenile delinquency. What kind of examples are we setting for our young people? Those of you who are parents know how much children copy you. They want to do everything the grown-ups are doing. But unfortunately, many of the so-called grown-ups are not grown-up and put their own selfish interests above the welfare of the children. Oh, it's okay, because we need the money. We need the money. Boy, this makes me boil. For what profiteth a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Frankly, I am surprised that so many of our young people come through as well as they do. I have seen many of them look with wonder and shame at some of the cheap and degrading antics of their parents and elders. And why not? How must it make a youngster feel to see mother and dad sprawled out drunk and sick, carousing around with others' wives and husbands? How must they feel to know that their folks must engage in gambling and empty, raucous, hollow laughter at the roulette wheel in order to try to enjoy themselves or to keep from seeing themselves for a little while? That's what we give our young folks. That and cheap suggestive music and television programs with everyone drinking enough and saloons every block or so and liquor in the home and divorces like the world has never known. But it's all okay because we need the money. And so, as if we have not let our children down enough, as if we aren't bad enough examples, let's go a little further. Let's legalize dog and horse race gambling in Minnesota, because we need the money. It's my guess it'll take more money to try to control the evil effects of such practice than would be realized from it. These things sneak up on us, folks. During the past few months, WPBC has given scores of free spot announcements to the state to tell our listeners to urge their friends to come to glorious Minnesota. Green, beautiful, wholesome, fresh Minnesota. Healthy, invigorating, stimulating. And we were glad to do it. But now there are some who think we should turn all this into a big gambling resort, outdoing Las Vegas, so that we can drag into the state all the cheap and low-moral people of the country and from all over the world while we're at it. Let's make it good and cheap, a hangout for hoodlums and gangsters, so no one will be safe to walk the streets. Free announcements for the state, believe me. If this state puts into effect a law legalizing dog and horse race gambling, I, for one, will not only use spot announcements, but will bend every effort to organize all the churches and all the decent organizations and citizens of this state to remove from office the government officials responsible for such a low act. And incidentally, if the present state administration can't find a way to live within its means or find honest and wholesome ways to raise money, I suggest we had better start looking for someone who can. May God grant us more leaders of principle, stature, and high ideals. And may God grant that we, as private citizens, fulfill our obligations now in supporting the actions of fine and honest officials and condemning those that are not worthy. Give us the courage to stand up and be counted on the side of right when the occasion demands. We cannot sit idly by and let things of this nature happen. This is Bill Stewart.